Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. We thank God once again for all our listeners for tuning in and another opportunity to share our discussion with you today. Today's show will be about my in-laws are all in my business. Now you ask, well, why is this a significant topic? Because a lot of families are being affected by a nosy mother-in-law. They call her the mother-in-law from hell, Hades, you know. They call her, you know, the father that constantly badgers the husband, that makes him feel as though he's not good enough for his daughter. And then the justification of it. It's, you know, in my blog it says, you are trying to have your own family, but your in-laws constantly have something to say, and are always finding ways to bogart and block my family's plans. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And we welcome any callers who have a suggestion, who have a story, because we also have to realize that some people need to hear how other people handle this situation. Some people, it's their first marriage, and they feel neglected, they feel indifferent, they feel abused in that relationship, which it is a type of abuse. We're gonna address that today, and I'm just gonna talk with you. I'm gonna share with you. I'm gonna just maybe lighten the load, maybe help you in your mindset. You know, some marriages are on the brink of divorce, but all of that we're going to handle when we come back from this quick break. The song that you are about to hear is called Dance.
Mm-hmm.
shallow. I need more depth. They try to dance solo, but I laugh at the concept. We gotta dance like David. So I need you to be my Jonathan. Come on, I need you to be my best friend. And maybe then I can dance off the pavement. It's crazy how we only go higher at the peak, but I'm still so inspired. Out of control, like my soul's on fire. Tears cry, rain dance, call me young Jeremiah. I prospect to be a prophet, and I don't even want a profit. Time to release, according to Miss Janice. Get up, move your feet, we're trying to reign peace.
The song say, come on and dance. That was Janice Jackson, me. Praise the Lord. I have my gospel album coming out soon. It's called My Gospel Soul. And it's going to be coming to you, and we want you to pick up a copy of that CD. We also want you to be watching out on Twitter and Facebook and my website, www.EaglesUnitedMinistries.com, and so you can see my upcoming events. Now, what we are addressing today is my in-laws are all in my business. Now, I have a couple of questions that we need to ask ourselves before we really tackle this subject. You know, did you marry a mama's boy? Before you married him, was his mama all in his business? Did his mama try to run the wedding? Did his mama try to tell him, you know, was his mama a permanent fixture in everything that y'all went to do? Now, in order to the reason I brought that up is because we can't, it's kind of like when you get in a bad deal and then after you're in the deal, then you want to complain, but you knew it was bad before you got in it, but you thought it would change afterwards. You know, that's how a lot of women think. That's how a lot of men think. I'm going to marry her, and her father is going to accept me once he see how good a man I am. Then it'll be 10, 12 years later, after y'all done had a knockout, drag-out fight, after y'all went through a painful, in order for him to accept you. And some people feel that's good, you know, but that shouldn't have to come with the package. You're marrying the woman. The woman is marrying the man. He shouldn't have to. You shouldn't say, "Well, if you can't get along with my mama, then I can't be with you." But if you know the type of mother that you have, if you know she's overbearing, if you know she's always in your business, if you know these things, you know she runs your life. You know, and sometimes the mother, she realizes that she's too into her daughter's business, but she does not know how to let go. She does not know. She's scared that she will get hurt. She does not want her daughter hurt. You know, and sometimes that part of her, the sympathetic part of her, that tender part of her, turns into control. You know, and we don't want to address that. We want to act like we do not see that. But you see that. That husband saw that before he married his wife. He saw that the mother was asking, well, do we have a job? Where he work at? Is he paying you money? Where he got babies by somebody else? Do you know where he is when he had him? I mean, just pouring all kinds of bitterness and suspicions and deceit all into your relationship. And the mother, when you address it, she has a slick saying like, well, you must be doing something wrong. You don't want us to bring it up. But we have to be careful because marriage is sanctified. It is ordained by God. And when you have someone, it says, let no man put asunder. That's including your mother, your father, your aunt, uncle, your niece, your baby mama. That's all of these people on the outside of this unit, this family unit that God has brought together. Now, I asked the question in the beginning, okay, did you know his mother was overbearing? Did you know her mother was overbearing? Did you know her father was overbearing? Did you know that his sister was overbearing? Did you know she just, and then another thing for the male that's sitting back watching his wife be attacked by his mother, his sister, and all, what are you saying? Now, this woman is precious to you. Y'all have a relationship that your mother and your sister cannot give you, but you are allowing your mother and your sister, because of your love for your mother and sister, to ruin your family. Because now we have a caller on line one. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you on the air? Caller, we're not picking up you clearly, so I want you to hang up and I want you to call me right back so that I can hear you clearly. So, again, you know, we want to address this thing because I tell you in my gospel soul what I see as an epidemic. I always want to put a subject on the air that is today, that's right now, that's happening. And by all means, you know, we have to recognize First of all, you have to say what you see. You know, sometimes we see a thing happening and we sit back and say, I don't want to hurt her feelings, and then you go into I'm gonna get some approval mode, which is not good. It really is not good because it starts a cycle in your marriage. Now you're not living to be happy with your wife. You're living to make her mother happy. You're living to be accepted by her sister. You're living to be accepted by her father. You know, and really, it's the person, whoever's you got in-laws, out-laws, whoever's parents or relatives that are causing the friction within the marriage, it's their responsibility to make a wall there. See, the wife and the husband, you are supposed to build a fort around you. You see what I'm saying? You're supposed to build a house. That's what your house is considered, your fort. Now, there is not supposed to be anyone that could come into that fort and bring it down. Because a house can fall if the people within it are fighting. But if you can keep the peace within the walls by not allowing the outside to come in, then you will have a solid marriage, a solid relationship. And that is what we are not doing. We are allowing a lot of advice from people. We are not making decisions for ourselves. We are allowing people to make decisions and think for us, you know, and it's really not good. So, again, I want us to ask ourselves, is she a mama's girl? Is he a mama's boy? What is the problem? And why are we allowing this madness and this chaos to go on in these marriages? We have children involved. Then guess what? You broke up. You're talking about a divorce. The children are seeing all of this. We have a caller. Caller, you're on the air.
You're like, what?
Caller, you're on the air. Okay, and so we have to make sure that we keep our minds in our marriages. You know, okay, we have a certain subject I wanted to tackle that goes right along with this. You know, did you marry a mama's boy? Now, what do I mean? I mean, is the mother and the son so close together till she's the actual other woman? You know, he's not cheating, you know, like sleeping around. He's not cheating, but the mother is the other woman. You get an argument, he runs to his mama. You know, his mama brings up some y'all arguing because his mama said that don't look right, this, that, that. And she's constantly throwing salt in the relationship. Or your father is constantly, he ain't good enough for you. He ain't got, look at this job I got. Look at the job he got. Look at it. And before you know it, you're confused, you're unhappy, and you can't even find your way back to the reason why y'all married each other. Had nothing to do with mama and daddy. Mama and daddy wasn't there when you met. Sister was not there when you met. And you may have married your sister's friend. And your sister feel like because she knew her as a friend that she's not a good wife for you. So now the sister, every chance she gets, she's all in your business. So we have to, we want to tackle this thing. And I'm going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about my in-laws in my business on My Gospel Soul. I'm back. You're joining me with My Gospel Soul, and I am Janice Jackson. Today we are talking about my in-laws are all in my business. And a question I have for you today is it destroying your family? This family unit should have a chance, just like your mother's family unit had a chance, just like now. And you bring yourself to a point where you say, now, if someone was doing this to my mother-in-law or to my father-in-law, they wouldn't like it. They wouldn't allow anybody in to corrupt or mess up their relationship. So why are they not allowing me to have my family unit? Good question. Good question. We have to. We want to comment on that. It says, mothers have a hard time letting go. Is that a good excuse? Is that a good excuse for mama to be all up in my business? Is that a good excuse for daddy to be all up on my husband's neck? Is that a good excuse? So we have to ask ourselves, is that a good excuse? Next song I'm going to play is called Don't Rush. The song said, don't rush, be patient. Whatever you need, God will provide. Again, today we are talking about on My Gospel Soul, my in-laws are all in my business. Now, this sounds like a funny subject, but this is real. This is really serious because, like I said before, in-laws are destroying marriages. I mean, it starts from the mother, go on down to the siblings. The siblings all in your business. Siblings think they got the right thing to say. Oh, we have another caller. Caller, you're on the air. Hello? Caller? So like I said, you know, we're talking about I'm having some trouble with my switchboard, so I'm really hoping my callers call back because we indeed want to hear what you have to say about this subject. Again, you know, as I was saying before, now this is what I want to address. I want to address the abuse of it, and we have our caller trying to get back in. And I believe that this is my brother, Billy Cook. So let me hook him on in. Caller, you on the air?
Hey, Janice, what's going on?
What's going on, Billy Cook?
Hey.
Yeah, where are you? Where are you right now?
I am in Corpus Christi, Texas, the Crooked Christi, well, Texas, TCT.
All right, now I've talked about my brother many times on the air, Billy Cook. You know, he has his album out, Kiss the Cook, and we're going to be in upcoming episodes, we're going to be playing some of his music. And I'm so glad that he's tuning in with us today. And brother, my subject today is my in-laws are all in my business. Would you care to comment?
Oh, most definitely. It's a lot of in-laws and everybody's business because they ain't got none. You know, and, you know, and, it's so official that I'm able to speak on it this time, you know, on a topic like this. That's such a great topic. You know, I know a lot of in-laws right now that are in a lot of people's business right now. Some of them are in mine. They want to know where I'm at. They want to know what am I doing. They'll just call anytime to say, what are you doing? And stuff, you know, and I'm not making money. But they let me know they're not making no money because they're calling me. They're stopping me from talking and creating some situations and, you know, they're just all in my business.
All in your business. Let me ask you a question. Now, I said before, you have a mama's boy, but you have some overbearing mamas, you got some overbearing sisters and brothers, it's people that think that they have a right to be all up in your business. And to me, it's an epidemic because it's destroying families. Now, Now, how do you think the kids are affected? A lot of people are affected by this. What do you think about it?
I think they say idle mind is the devil's workshop. You know, when they ain't got nothing else better to do, they're going to call you. You know, and you got people that think they're in-laws, or think, that they just really a part of the family. They might be just friends that claim that they're in-laws because they've been knowing you for so long, just want a piece of the action. You know, so, and it's not really a cool thing because, you know, they're breaking up. Now, they're being messy, just breaking up happy homes. They're in your business trying to find out what you got going on so they can see what kind of personal gain they can get out of it. I mean, it's just not cool. They need to find something else to do.
They need to find something else to do. Now, also, why don't you let my listeners know, what kind of business you are in, what are you doing, what you got coming up, and then I want you to just let them know why it's important that you cleave to your helpmate, your wife. You cleave to your wife, and you have to build that wall around your fort, around your house. You know, so just let them know, because, see, people hear you saying people want to know what you're at, what you're doing. They say, well, why would people want to know? Let them know what you do, who you are as far as in the community, and then go into that next part for me.
Look at that. For those who don't know, I'm Billy Cook. I represent the Baptiste Music Group 1965. I'm in a business that I love doing, which is called music. This business of music is what I think I was born to do. And I've been doing this for quite some time. Also, it's become a little bit stressful because you got so many people, you know, when you become an artist, you know, you have a lot of fans that get into this business. They're not artists, but they're trying to be artists, and they're just all in your business, and they're trying to and it kind of like your music. You love to do it, but it becomes kind of stressful because you got to deal with all kind of personalities all around you in this industry. So you love it and you don't love it at the same time, you know. And it's really good when you have people around you, a helpmate, and you have people that really love you, centered around you to help you get through these times, because this is a real stressful time because of the economy. It's we're in a recession, so it affects how you do business, what you say, how you move, how you act, your whole body language. You have a twitch, in your neck, you have a twitch in your eye, you know, and it's just ridiculous, you know. You always find a place of peace.
Yeah. Well, we got another caller. I don't want you to hang up. I want you to hold the line. I want to see who this caller is, see if they may have a question for you or what.
But I still want to let you know what we're doing right now.
Yeah, hold on. Caller, you on the air?
Hello, Pastor Jackson. This is Pastor St. Mary. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Pastor St. Mary, I want you to hold the line. I have Billy Cook on the line, and he's giving us some information, but I want you to hold the line because I indeed want the nugget of wisdom today. But I want you to hold the line for me and just listen in, okay?
All right.
All right. Back with you, Billy.
Yeah, I am out here on this road. I'm out here getting it. I'm out here grinding. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm out here in Corpus Christi with my whole team, the Baptiste Music Group, and we're out here getting money. We're out here promoting. We're out here spreading good music out to these people out here. They love me. They've been receiving me and accepting me very well. And ever since I've been on a global tour, you know, and it was designed and put together to exploit me, to put me out there in a real positive way, to familiarize people with me. The team consists of Eric Douglas, my role manager, and my my CEO, Cynthia Cook, you know, which is my helpmate, the one you was talking about.
Right,
that's
right.
My wife. And we're really out here trying to, we've been touring everywhere, all over West Texas. I mean, Amarillo, New Mexico, all out in Hobbs, New Mexico, Las Cruces, New Mexico, even Roswell, where they say the aliens live at. So we've been everywhere, Janice.
Well, you know, I was talking with your helpmate, and I really believe that it'd be nice if we can have a Where Is Billy Cook, kind of like a Where Is Waldo, and just from time to time you call in and we'll say, well, where are you, Billy, and you can tell us where you are located, so in case someone is listening in and they are a deep-rooted Billy Cook fan, they can find you.
That's
so,
a good.
Yeah, so we want more from you. You know, I really would like to hear that helpmate talk about how the king of the castle has really come through and protected that, like we were talking about early, the in-laws, how she has stood. Because, see, we have to realize, you know, God puts people in our life for a reason.
For a reason.
And while and you're kind of like me, all I know to do is to work, put my head down, and get busy, do what I got to do. And I got to help me that does the same thing. He going to protect that fort. He ain't about to let nothing squeeze in, you know. So I know how it feels to have that. You know you can do and finish projects and do what you need to do and not worry about that in-law thing.
That's the support that you need when anything that you do, any business, anything that you're trying to do, you got to have that helpmate behind you with his hands right on your back just in case you get ready to fall, they can keep you up, you know. So, but at the same time, on the same note, I want to be, you know, the best that I could be out of what I'm doing. And at the same token, I want to give a lot of respect to you, you know, for letting me get on your show, you know, and give you, you know, just give it back to you, you know. Just, you know, I applaud you, and I appreciate what you're doing. You're spreading the word. You're getting it out there. And I also want to give, you know, just be courteous and let Pastor, you know, get online too as well, you know, and give us a spiel.
Okay. Well, once again, tell us where you are, tell us what you got out, and then, you know, we'll let you get back to rolling.
This is Billy Cook. I'm representing the Baptist Music Group. I am in Corpus Christi, Texas. I'm from Houston, Texas, the king of R&B, baby. Holla back.
All right. Thank you, Billy Cook, and we'll be looking for you again. Where is Billy Cook? We thank you for tuning in, and now we will take a break. This next song that you will hear is by Janice Jackson. It's called Live It For Real.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spreading your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. While yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Live it for real.
That song says, live it for real. We have to live this thing for real, y'all. Now, I have my sister in Christ on the line. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise
now,
the Lord.
Now we are entering our second segment, which is our first segment was about my in-laws are all in my business. And we have had a real good show today. You know, as you have heard, that was my oldest brother called in today. And God has really blessed his relationship with his wife, blessed him in the city and the field. He's all around the world. And we thank God for it. He's been to Japan. I can't even name all the places he's been. He's been some places I don't know, you know. So we just thank God that he took time out of his schedule, and we will be keeping up with him. We'll be keeping up with him. He'll be calling in, and I told him it'll be like a Where is Waldo? And we'll be keeping up with him as he tour around this great country. And Pastor St. Mary, we thank God for you tuning in, and we want you to give your interjection anywhere you would like to say. Do you have anything to say? Would you like to just sit? Would you like to say something? Because, you know, you can.
Well, sure, appreciate it, Pastor Jackson. Yes, I as you were talking and I was listening to your brother, I was beginning to think about how Abraham had to be separated from his kindred.
Oh, glory be to God.
How Abraham he had to be separated from his kindred. The reason he had to be separated is because when God is doing a new thing in us, we got to be separated from our family in order to walk in the newness that God has given us.
And we can't
have the negativity influence, the negative influence to come in. And we
Well, before you finish, I want to let my sister know she's on the air, and we're Cece, you there?
How did you know I was here?
Because I put you on the air. So we're just gonna continue to go ahead, and we're gonna just chew on this thing a little while. Whatever you want to say. So we're gonna get back with
I haven't been able to get a word in quite some time, so I'm just happy to be able to hear some word today. So I'm just listening.
Okay. All right, Pastor St. Mary, go ahead.
Yes, we have to be separated from our kinfolks in order for God to do a new thing in us. See, because our kinfolks see where we was. And we have to be able to praise God. Yeah, they can't see us walking in that new thing. So God said, I have to separate you.
Don't find it strange
that you're isolated sometimes. Don't find it strange that you may feel lonely, but in that isolation, that's where God is going to do a new thing in you. Sometimes your family don't understand what's going on.
Yes,
but what's
yes.
going on is that God is doing a new thing.
A new thing.
A new thing in you. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I really like the way you said that, because some people view it as a negative thing to be cut off from your family. But like you said, God told Abraham, he said, you're going to have to leave in order for me to make your name great.
That's right.
So if you look at it, like you were saying, and I used to say it a lot of times, you know, because we like to say it's spiritual, but really if you look at it, it's whether you saved or not saved. It's marriage, period.
Right.
When
right.
you are in a unit, like I was saying, when you are in a unit and you have a house, that house represents something. The walls represent what needs to be built around you
right.
and your husband, or you and your wife. And it's very important that you watch who you let through the front door. Now, what do Janice Jackson mean by that on My Gospel Soul? She means that you need to remember what's most important. What's most important is what's inside those walls. You understand me? Not what's on the outside. So I thank you for that, because your relatives do say, well, I changed her pamper. How's she going to come, you know? I should be able to have access to this because I, you know, that has nothing to do with it. This is a new unit that has the right to be a family, just like you had a right to have your own family. They
yes,
need that
yes.
same right.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
today on My Gospel Soul, what we are talking about is my in-laws are all in my business.
Mm,
and our call-in number is 347-826-9424. Tune in. Come on. Call in. Give your nugget, because what's happening is people need to be set free from this thing. You got women going through. They bound. They are unhappy. They don't know what to do. They seeking approval from that mother-in-law or that father-in-law. They want to do everything to get their daddy to accept them when they need to realize that it really don't matter. The main, as long as your wife love you, as long as your husband loves you, you ain't got to worry about the rest. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then. All right, now, I have my sister on the phone. You still there?
I had the phone muted. I'm here.
Okay,
how's everybody doing today?
We're doing fine. We're doing fine.
Good.
I want you to introduce yourself.
My name is Cynthia Cook, and I'm with Betsy's Music Group, 1965, and I am Janice's sister.
Yes, you are.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Come on in the room. Yes.
And, you
yes.
know, I am really, this is my first time on, and I just want to say, Janice, I am so proud of you. I am so proud of you. I've been there through it all, and you know
yes,
what I mean.
Yeah.
And I've seen God elevate you, and I am so proud of you. And, you know, just keep up the good work. As far as the subject today, my in-laws are all in my business. Well, I'm fortunate not to have too much of that, you know, problem.
Yes.
And normally when my in-laws are involved in what I got going on, it's because I'm inviting them in so that they can help me with some kind of business matter. Because, you know, I got about 25 different businesses. So, but as far, you know, we have we're blessed on the Cook side. I'm the daughter-in-law to Sister Cook, Tessera Cook, and Brother Billy Cook Sr. May he rest in peace. But I am their daughter-in-law, and I was blessed to have an awesome father-in-law. He was just always happy, always keeping us laughing and stuff like that. Never had any problems out of him. I have a beautiful mother-in-law. She is totally never, ever in my business. So I guess that's another subject, right? That's another show. But she is a awesome mother-in-law. She is just totally the best. I have absolutely no problems with her. She does not get into me and my husband's affairs. I call every now and then when I think she needs to straighten him out. But, because she never has to straighten me out. I'm good. Right, Janice?
That's right. We all are. She never has a problem
yeah.
out of any of us.
Sometimes she has to put the broom to me, but not too often. But my, you know, I love my sister-in-laws, my brother-in-laws. They're just my brother-in-laws. Oh my God, they are just helping me so much. They're always there for us. And Janice, you know, you've been there for us, you know, all the time. So, but I love all my sister-in-laws. Everybody's just great. I don't have anything bad that I could say. And I guess they're probably listening in, so I shouldn't say it anyway if I had something to say.
No,
they'll
we'll
be in my
enough.
Dough tomorrow. But
yes.
But I think it's a great show. It's a great topic. And just keep up the good work. Tell folks to mind their own business. You know, just
Yeah.
Mind their own business. It's enough business out there that they can start their own business if they want to. Leave your business alone, all right?
That's right. Exactly right. Now, before I let you go, I want you to just give us a quick shout-out, give us a quick, you know, I know Bill is in Corpus right now.
He's in Corpus Christi. Go ahead.
But I want you to let us know what you do. I want to know what you do, what people need to know about you, and then hit us with a one-liner. I call it a one-liner. A one-liner, you know, after you tell us what you do, that one-liner is going to help somebody. You know,
yeah.
Maybe it's something that carried you through your life. I want you to hit us with it, you know?
Yeah, I got you. I'm thinking on that one-liner. But as far as what I do, I just, you know, like I tell everybody, as far as my husband is concerned, I'm just a humble servant. I try to serve him the best that I can. And I'm a part of his management team. He has another powerful road manager. His name is Eric, and he's here with us now, and he's listening in. We also have other members of our team, and we're all out. There's about six of us that's out right now, out promoting. We do radio. We work radio. We work retail. So we put product, Billy's product, in all the stores. And we do hand-to-hand promotions. We do hand-to-hand sales. We just, you know, we're blessed. This is all we do. We don't have another job. We work for Billy Cook full-time, permanently. We love what we do. We get to see the world and enjoy being with him. He's such an incredible guy, Billy Cook, as an artist and as my husband. He is terrific. I could not have been blessed with a better king. Okay. Well, what's the word you taught me, Janice? You said that he's my my Lord.
Yeah.
So,
it say like Sarah. It'll say like Sarah called her husband Lord.
Lord. Yeah. So he is really awesome. God has been so good to us, and we keep God first. We depend on God to guide us. Every day we ask him, okay, God, what you got for us today, what you want us to do? And God has led us, and he has guided, you know, just been our guide. And he's just been so good to us. We don't deserve him, and we know that we don't deserve him, God. But he continues to bless us over and over and over again. And, you know, pretty much that's what we do right now. We're out here in Corpus Christi. When we leave here, we're headed to, where are we headed to, Eric? We're headed to Brownsville and McAllen. We're going to be out here for about 3 months, and then we'll be back to see you, Janice. If I had a one-liner, it would have to be never give up, keep God first. If you're married, you know, just hold tight to that family thing, those family values, because the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what he wants to do. So that's why it's so important for you to keep God first. And whenever you see that low-down, dirty demon trying to stick his head out, trying to cause trouble in your life, you tell him, Satan, God, and I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. And trust me, he will have to flee. That's my liner. I don't know if it was one line or two, but that's what I got today.
All right. Well, I want to give a shout-out to the Baptiste Music Group. I want to give a shout-out to the whole crew, because you hear me say a lot of times in my shows, it's very important to have a crew. So God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to My Gospel Soul, Miss Cynthia Cook. Thank
You're
you for tuning
well.
In. Give some mad love to Billy Cook for me. Let him know that I love him, and I look forward to the Where Is Billy Cook. So when
we
he calls
call
back
you tomorrow
in,
and let you know where we are.
All right, all right.
Okay.
And again, all right, you be blessed.
You too. God bless
all
you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. So, again, this is My Gospel Soul, and today's show with my in-laws are all in my business. So this next song. want to apologize. We had technical difficulties, but we're back on the air, and we got 2 minutes left. I want to thank everybody who tuned in today to My Gospel Soul. Special thanks to my brother, Billy Cook. Right now, he's in Corpus Christi. He'll be calling in tomorrow for our special segment in the show, Where is Billy Cook? So he'll be calling in tomorrow to let us know what his location is then. If you're a Billy Cook fan, you need to be tuning in so you can keep up with him. We want to give special thanks to Pastor St. Mary for calling in, giving a nugget of wisdom. And also my sister, Cynthia Cook. She called in. She gave some good word wisdom. We hope that it blessed you today. And like she said, the best way to keep your in-laws out of your business is tell them to stay out of your business, point blank. So, again, remember, be true to your gospel soul.
Destiny was hell. Find myself all alone, wondering what went wrong. Lord, I put my trust in you. You're the one to get me through. Please tell me what to do. I'm crying out to you. Broke it apart, betrayed by the sea.